This is Heidi Whitehair, and I wanted to talk with all of you about being a mompreneur. And basically what that means is trying to build a business around children. When I got started being self-employed almost, 28 and a half years ago, my goal was to be home, right? I wanted to be home and stay at home with my daughter, and I'm a little crooked, so let me fix myself there. Okay, so anyways, long story short, I wanted to be home and raise my own kid and not have to be sending her to, my sister-in-law just joined. Hi, Laura. So I wanted to stay home and raise my own daughter. That was my biggest goal. Good morning, Dorothy. And I put her in daycare, discovered really quickly that I couldn't stand it and cried every day when I left her and decided that I wanted to stay home and raise her. So long story short, the daycare provider that I went to, good morning, Marilyn, she said, you should stay home and you should open a daycare because I can't watch you every day leave here crying. And I never, hi, Laura, I never thought of being self-employed, right? I grew up in a family of people that went to work, punched a time clock, got a check. I mean, an employee, most people do that. Good morning, Cindy. And when she said to me, you should stay home and raise your own daughter, I was like, I can do that? I mean, that was like, wow. But I really discovered quickly that it's not always so easy to be home raising kids and being the mom, but also, good morning, ladies, but also to try and build a business at the same time. Now, I needed the daycare to make ends meet to help Ken and I financially support our family and all of that kind of stuff. And so I had to build the business, right? I had to get more clients, more children to take care of, so on and so forth. I actually did that for 10 years. Good morning, Susie. And loved being a stay-at-home mom. Did I work hard? Yes, I worked 12 hours a day in the daycare and raised other people's kids. Loved it. It was a great vehicle for me to stay home. But then 18 and a half years ago when I found network marketing, I still had a baby. I had a 5-month-old and then I had a 3-year-old and a 10-year-old when I got started doing my own network marketing business. And you have to juggle, right? It's all about balance. And so whether you're a stay-at-home mom that's creating a business out of your house, or whether you go somewhere to work but you're also a mom, or whether you're a stay-at-home grandma. I know a lot of people that are stay-at-home grandmas that are building a business around their grandkids. So the things that I really want to, good morning, Paula, the things I really want to impart to you today, experience-wise, is that you really have to find some balance and you really have to give yourself some grace. Grace is a big deal. And the reason I say that is because we women especially, and of course women are the moms, we beat ourselves up, right? We really beat ourselves up that we should do better at this and we should do better at that. And we may be, busting our butts, some of us 16 hours a day, but we still beat ourselves up that we're not doing a good enough job. So first off, I'm here to tell you, if your heart is in the right place, you love your family, you love your children, and you have a passion for your business, your heart is in the right place. So give yourself some grace. Give yourself some room to make mistakes. We all do that. I've made many, many, many mistakes over the last 28 and a half years of being self-employed. And what my passion is to do now is to teach other women to other people in general. I have a lot of men in my company as well, but I want moms to feel that it's okay to, life is about balance, but we're all out of balance quite often, right? So you think to yourself, oh, I should do more of this, and oh, then you start doing that, and then it's, oh, I should do more of this, and then you start doing that, and then you have a kid complaining you're on the phone, or you have this or that or the other thing. The great things about being a mompreneur and being able to stay home and raise your own kids is you do have the time freedom. So when I was raising kids, if I had a child that needed me for a field trip, to go to a well doctor visit, to go, have tea at school for Mother's Day tea, I was able to have the time freedom to do all of those things. I was able to create my own schedule so that I could be a part of my kids' lives when I wanted and how that looked to me. Now, each family is going to be different. And my business worked around my schedule. So when I was doing my job, my business, I was doing my business. And when I was taking care of the kids, I was taking care of the kids. Now, one of the things I'll tell you that I did when the kids were little, like, remember I said 5 months, 3 and 10 when I started. My 10-year-old was obviously at school. And so my 5-month-old, when he'd go down for a nap, and then my 3-year-old, I would have those special toys or a special movie or a special activity that she could do while I made phone calls. You have to find balance and you have to be okay with that. You have to give yourself grace to allow yourself that time to do that. If they both nap, awesome. My middle one just, you know, gave up naps at a really early age, so I had to be creative. You can also swap, you know, childcare with your other mompreneur friends. So maybe you do all your calls on Tuesday and they do all theirs on Thursdays and you swap kids. That, you have to be creative and you have to look at what's going to work in the bigger picture. And then you have to, at the end of the day, not beat yourself up over the choices you make. Now, mind you, my children now, I have 2 adult children, and then my last one is graduating in June. It's really important to me to enjoy and savor these last few months of having him home with me. I know that in June, this empty nest thing is going to hit me, and I'm going to be like, oh my gosh, I already feel like we're at the last 20, almost 9 years ago of raising kids. But in the morning, I get up with him, like Wednesdays, which is today, is 5 o'clock. He gets up at 5 o'clock because he has morning chapel at school. Other days it's 6, but from the minute we get up in the morning, my morning is focused on him. I don't answer, and you can ask my team this, I don't answer phone calls, I don't answer emails, I don't even like plug in until he's out the door. And then it's really funny because even my dog knows it's time to go to work. We go down the hallway and we go to my office. So it's really, really, good morning, Tracy. It's really important. Good morning, Teresa. It's really important to figure out the schedule that you have for your life, your ages of children. It's always going to be appropriate as to, you know, if they're little taking naps or if they're older, you can give them activities. You can swap childcare with somebody else. It's also, by the way, if you're looking for people to share your business with, your service, your product, there's play groups you can hook into. Back in the day when I had little kids, it was Gymboree. So then I'd meet other moms who, surprisingly enough, were other mompreneurs. They were also doing their own businesses, and we were able to network with each other. Maybe you go to the mall and the play area, and you sit in the play area. Good morning, Kendra. Kendra has a tiny baby, so she definitely is a mompreneur. So maybe you're going to be at the play area while your kids enjoy other children their ages. You're able to talk and network with the other moms. So be creative. Give yourself some grace. I will tell you, I come from the network marketing world. I did daycare, like I said, for 10 years prior to that. And I know a lot of people in different businesses. It is so incredibly awesome. It is such a great business to be self-employed when you're raising kids, because for the first 7 months of my first daughter's life, I went to a job every day. I was an executive assistant at a corporate job, and I was miserable. It wasn't worth the paycheck for me. And so I created a different paycheck. But my paycheck comes along with the time freedom to be a mom, to have that time freedom with my family and to enjoy my kids. Because look at me now, you know, 29 years later, my oldest daughter's gonna be 29 in May. And I'm like, where did that time go? It's so precious. So being able to stay home and build a business around your kids is a gift. And it's so much easier than you think it is. I remember when I was brand new, and having little kids, I thought, could I really do this? Does it really work? Is it going to be hard? Am I qualified? Well, let me tell you, the qualified part is just having a passion for whatever it is you're going to do. So if your passion is all about health and wellness like mine is, then that's what you want to do. If your passion is all about maybe selling jewelry, then go do that. If your passion is about, opening a hair salon in your home, then do that, whatever it is, because when you're passionate about what you do and you love every day your life and sharing it with other people, what are you teaching your kids? You know, that my children have grown up watching their mom be in charge of her own destiny. oh my gosh, gets me teary-eyed. My children have grown up watching me make incredible income while being available to them. My children have grown up watching their mom be a powerful woman in the world and being able to change, you know, our family's financial future. So pick your passion. Find what sets you on fire every day. Find the thing that gets you out of bed every day, even on the tough days. And believe me, I have tough days. Everyone has tough days. But you know what? Nothing worth having is easy always, right? You're going to have the bumps. You're going to have those peaks and valleys. But those peaks are so worth the valleys. The valleys are called personal growth. I'll do a whole nother training someday on that. But that personal growth, it, you know, I tease quite often that I'm 5'2" on the outside, but I'm 7 feet tall on the inside because of all the personal growth that I have experienced in my, especially self-employment life. All of the personal growth, the getting out of your own way, the getting out of your own comfort zone, the getting past the fear, not letting fear stop you, and really, you know, living your best life. By the way, I'm so glad I said that, because next Monday I am starting a new business training segment for anyone. So it doesn't matter whether you're in network marketing, a stay-at-home daycare provider, it doesn't matter. And it's called Live Your Best Life. And I'm going to talk about all the ways and means that you can live your best life. So I'd love for you to like, follow, and share my page. Like I said, it's not specific to any company. So anyone, anywhere can benefit from it. And I love to give back to mompreneurs for sure. And for women in general, men too, that want to change their own destiny, their own future, their own financial future. I'm a perfect example of that. Not only in the journey of trying to help my family be healthier, I found network marketing. And let me tell you, when those things fit together and you find your passion and a way to turn it into a business, that is where the magic happens. And the fact that you can do it at home, and thank you, Lori. Like Lori just said, be a role model for your kids. That is an incredible gift. Her kids are all teenagers and they're watching their mompreneurs. So, like I said, like, follow, and share my page. I would love for other people to be able to take advantage of my almost 29 years of experience. I love sharing. I love doing this. This is kind of my giving back to the industry. So thank you all. Mompreneurs, pat yourself on the back. Go make yourself a cup of coffee. Say lovely things to yourself, because being graceful and giving yourself room to make those mistakes as you grow is absolutely the most important thing that you can do for yourself, your children, your family. And just realize that you can do whatever you choose to and whatever you put your mind to.